This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94. WIP, check it out there on YouTube. Ton of great video content and a big night coming up tonight with the NFL draft. It's a huge night. I mean, just in Philadelphia sports in general, a huge night as the Sixers and Knicks game three. Of course, the Phillies have a day game, try to get a split out in Cincinnati, but it's really all about the draft tonight with the Philadelphia Eagles holding the 22nd pick. A lot of rumors that they're going to trade up in the draft to try to go secure the player they want, maybe somewhere in the teens or even above that. I mean, we've seen rumors as high as going up to number 12. I'll be on our draft cover starting at 6 o'clock. I'll be on WIP with Elliot Shore Parks, with Hugh Douglas, Jack Fritz, Ike. It's going to be a great, great atmosphere tonight at Lincoln Financial Field for the draft with a lot of expectation. And it's a big draft for Harry Roseman. I mean, this is a big one as the Eagles have patched a little bit of the roster, but still have some holes here, short-term, long-term. So yesterday I gave my big board. We've done a lot of these mock draft manias where we try to go through, you know, what other people think that's going to happen here. So as I've put all the information together, right, you take all the rumors, you take the facts that we know, and you put it all together. I wanted to try to guess who the Eagles will take tonight. My best guess, based on what I have seen, people that I trust, what they're saying, what the mock drafts are saying, where they're at, the likelihood or unlikelihood of an actual trade for the Philadelphia Eagles tonight in the NFL draft to actually get up and get the guy they want, where the board could fall, what's going to happen with the quarterbacks. It all plays a major role into what happens tonight. One thing that I think is really, really notable when it comes to the Eagles under Howie Roseman, and I mean this version of Howie Roseman, you know, Howie Roseman 2.0, Howie Roseman since he came back into power in 2016. I believe the only draft pick the Eagles have made in the first round that they didn't have a pre-draft visit with beforehand was Andre Dillard. And I believe that was during the COVID year where that just wasn't a possibility to have that kind of visit because they just weren't bringing players in. Other than that, Howie Roseman and the Eagles have prioritized over and over and over again bringing players in for pre-draft visits, and the players they bring in, it matters. And you know, you might say, well, Joe, that's a tell. Why are they doing that? Well, obviously it's not to them. I mean, it's worth it. They have 30 pre-draft visits, and you look through every year, and I would say, I don't know, from a third to a half of those visits, they're bringing players in that are likely first-round picks. And again, this year they're not bringing Caleb Williams in. He's not coming for a visit here. He knows he's the number one overall pick. So they're bringing likely potential players that could be on the board around their pick if they trade down, if they trade up, you know, a range of prospects. And then they'll bring in guys, Andrew Phillips for Kentucky, Marshawn Lloyd, the running back at the USC. They've brought in some players that are more later picks, lottery selections, guys that who knows? Who knows if they'll be on the board when the Philadelphia Eagles select in those rounds. But, you know, there's a good number of players they've brought in that likely will be around their pick. So I thought, let's look at that. Let's look at the players they've brought in or they have visited with. And from what I could tell, they have had a visit with 7 players that are in the range they could pick tonight. 7 players that all fit the bill of need, visit, area of the draft. So my guess is that one of the 7 players I'm about to name will be a Philadelphia Eagle at the end of the night. Here they are. Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, Oklahoma. Cooper DeJean, defensive back, Iowa. Troy Fontano, offensive lineman, Washington. Leatu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA. Chop Robinson, edge rusher, Penn State. Terry and Arnold, cornerback, Alabama. Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, Toledo. If I had to guess right now, if the Philadelphia Eagles trade up in the NFL draft tonight and move a significant number of spots, let's say they go to 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, I believe they're going up for Troy Fontano, the offensive lineman from Washington. Just based on how the Eagles draft, the visit, the fact that there's been some reporting that they spent extra time with him at Washington after his pro day and the Washington pro day. My guess right now is their prime target for a trade-up is Washington offensive lineman Troy Fontano. That is the guy they would and want to trade up for. Now, are they able to do that? It's probably unlikely. I mean, someone else higher may just have won him and not give up the pick. And the Eagles might not be able to get above that particular team for Troy Fontano. But I think Fontano is their guy. I also believe that there is a group of players here that if they're on the board, the Eagles would be comfortable trading for, selecting. And I believe those players, if they're on the board at 22, the Eagles would be comfortable selecting. I put in that bucket Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, Oklahoma. Cooper DeJean, defensive back, Iowa. Leatu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA. Chop Robinson, edge rusher, Penn State. And then I'm going to put these two guys in a separate category, and that is the corner tandem of Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell. I believe those are the backup trade-up plans. So let's say the Eagles want to trade up for Fontano. Okay, he goes. But they, as the draft board plays itself out, you know, let's get to 16, 17, 18. So not as high up of a trade. And one of Mitchell or Arnold is still floating around. I think they could trade up for those guys. I think the big trade up is for an offensive lineman, Fontano. I think a smaller trade up is for Mitchell or Arnold. And I think if they sit at 22, the most likely pick is Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle at Oklahoma. Cooper DeJean, defensive back out of Iowa. Or the two edge rushers, Leatu Latu, Chop Robinson. I feel pretty strongly right now on this Thursday morning, hours away, 12 hours away from the 2024 NFL draft, that one of these 7 players will be Eagles. Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma tackle. Cooper DeJean, defensive back, Iowa. Troy Fontano, the offensive lineman, Washington. Leatu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA. Chop Robinson, the edge rusher for Penn State. Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. And Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo. One of those guys feels like Philadelphia Eagles tonight. And just because of the uncertainty of a potential trade as we speak right now, I think the most likely player of all those players to be Eagles tonight is Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. You know,
get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I think back to a couple years ago when the Eagles selected Cam Jurgens and they made Jason Kelce a big part of that process. And he, in essence, got to choose his successor. And how he was invested in that process. And who knows, as he decided to move on this offseason, how much that played into his thought process. Like, you know, I helped bring this guy along, and it's his time now. It's his turn now to take this spot and to take my position here as the center of the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if that played into his thought process at all. But he was invested in the future of Cam Jurgens because he's a big part of the reason they even drafted Cam Jurgens. He was a major, major, major part of the reason why they drafted him. He really, really liked that kid, and he made it clear to Eagles management that he thought that that kid could absolutely 1,000% play, and that was a big part of the reason why the Eagles did what they did by selecting him as high as they selected him. And so I think about Tyler Guyton. We've heard stories that Guyton has been working out with Lane Johnson, an Oklahoma tackle working out with an Oklahoma tackle. And Lane Johnson has, in effect, taken Guyton a little bit under his wing to help him become an NFL player and his draft process and all that. And I could see the Eagles staying at 22 tonight, selecting Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle at Oklahoma, and having him play guard for a year or two as Lane Johnson finishes out a heck of a career. And then when all is said and done, Tyler Guyton is the guy to replace Lane Johnson at right tackle. And I think you'd have the Lane Johnson seal of approval. You'd have Lane Johnson invested in working with this kid to become the best player he could possibly be for the Philadelphia Eagles. And you would have a kid that could probably play guard. And like, I'm not going to pretend to be an offensive line expert here and tell you that I know Tyler Guyton could absolutely play guard, but he's athletic, comes from a good program, could work with Lane Johnson and Jeff Stoutland. It'd be surprising to me if Tyler Guyton was drafted and then couldn't play guard. I'd be surprised. I think he'd probably be able to do it pretty effectively for the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm looking at if they stay at 22, I believe Tyler Guyton makes a ton of sense to be their pick for the now, for the future. It checks the box of having a player that's here already be invested into what this team is doing down the line, which I think is, you know, it's a unique thing. You know, you're going to be a good teammate. You know, there's a lot of ways you could be a good teammate, but one of the ways is to feel that investment, feel the investment that the Philadelphia Eagles are making in the future by finding the replacement. And like, you know, and I sit next to Hugh every day and we talk about the draft process, and he said it. He knew when they drafted Derek Burgess, it was eventually take his spot. It's a reality of the NFL. So if the Eagles take an offensive lineman tonight, a tackle tonight, Lane Johnson's going to feel something. He's going to know. And I don't know. I mean, maybe privately, Lane has went up to them and told them, hey, I got 2 years left. And then that's why there's all this smoke around an offensive lineman. I don't know that. I don't know that either way, to be a fact or not. Maybe he hasn't. Maybe tonight when Lane Johnson, you know, hears a tackle's name get called, he's going to feel a certain way. Maybe he'll feel like, man, they think I only got a year or two left and they're ready to push me out the door in a couple of years. I don't know how Lane Johnson's going to feel. I have no idea. But what I do know is if Lane is on board with it, if they make him part of the process, I think that makes the whole thing easier. If it's an alum of Oklahoma that he respects and he's worked with and he's worked out with, I think it makes the whole process easier. And as I look at the team, beyond the kind of emotional intelligence aspect of it, I just think they need an offensive lineman. It's the thinnest position on the roster. It absolutely is. Now, they need a corner to compete for the Super Bowl next year, but big picture, they could have offensive line injuries and it ruin the season regardless of who's their corner. And that Saquon Barkley signing will look a lot less smart if you have bad blocking up front because, you know, Lane went down and, you know, Jurgens went down, and then you got Hennessy starting and someone named Fred Johnson. I mean, it'd be a stone cold mess on the offensive line. That's possible. So I think offensive line, and I get all the rumors out there. I love Cooper DeJean. I think he'd be a wonderful pick at 22. I don't know if the Eagles are going to do it. If they value him and look at him more as a safety, then maybe they wouldn't. There also could be a scenario where Guyton, Fontanu, Laiatu, Arnold, Mitchell are all gone, and they're decided between Cooper DeJean and Chop Robinson, and then maybe they go Cooper DeJean. But I feel pretty good that one of these seven players are Eagles tonight. Guyton, DeJean, Fontanu, Latu, Robinson, Arnold, Mitchell. Arnold and Mitchell, the small trade-ups. Fontanu as the almost perfect offensive lineman with the blend of athleticism, guard-tackle versatility, big, good program, winning program, played the big games last year. They probably loved him at the pro day. I think my guess is the big trade-up is for Fontanu. Smaller trade-ups for Mitchell or Arnold. And sitting at 22, I think it's Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. Those are my guesses for tonight. It's going to be an awesome night. And really, such a critical, critical draft pick for the Philadelphia Eagles because, you know, this is one where you start to think in a couple years as Jalen Hurts' cap number explodes and they have multiple wide receivers making a ton of money around here. You know, the Eagles are going to have to figure out a way to get some really good cheap labor. And it starts with the first round picks. It starts with a pair of second round picks. If they keep both, obviously, if the Eagles are trading and moving up in the 2024 draft, well, you know, they're going to probably have to surrender one of those two picks that they have in round number two. And that would, you know, impede a cheap player they could get. So it makes the number one pick that much more imperative. You gotta hit it. If they're moving up for Fontanu from Washington, they gotta hit it. They gotta know that he can absolutely do the job and plug and play at right guard on day one with the ability to eventually move out to tackle. I did think of Amarius Mims to put on this list. He's so raw and it feels like such a project pick. And I like him. I mean I'm not anti Amarius Mims. It just felt like such a project to me and a guy that maybe won't be able to play guard his rookie year either. I know Jonathan Ogden did, but Ogden was a different kind of beast. That it felt like too much of a project in the first round. I think Guyton checks every box. Offensive line, offensive tackle, good future, Lane connection, the Kelsey Juergens thing has worked out and probably will work out for them in the long term. That one makes a lot of sense to me. If it's a big trade-up, I believe it will be Fontano from Washington. If it's sitting at 22, I believe it'll be Tyler Guyton. I think that's the name that's most likely to be a Philadelphia Eagle on night one of the NFL draft. Appreciate everyone listening in the feed. My big board, my 10 favorite players for the Eagles. Some of these guys I just mentioned are on that list. Lot to react to. Be tuned in the midday show. And then draft coverage starts at 6 p.m. on WIP tonight. Can't wait to talk to you guys all day on WIP as we get set to see who the Eagles welcome in as their first round pick in the 2024 NFL draft. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily.